What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the RC Element Podcast. My name's Todd. Here we go again. Another 6 months. Another six long months. I haven't did a podcast episode. But I've been doing a good bit of RC, especially lately. If you guys have been following my YouTube channel or Instagram page, you notice I did pick up the Losi Promoto MX dirt bike, which kind of sparked my enthusiasm, my interest back into the hobby. I mean, I've been into the hobby, but just not, you know, crazy enthusiastic lately. But yeah, that definitely spiked my interest, and it's just so unique and new and different, something totally different and fun. And it's been a blast, honestly. But we'll talk more about that later. I've been doing other RC stuff. I've been doing a lot of nitro, been doing repairing some things, been doing helicopters. So yeah, I've been doing a lot the last 2-3 months with RC. So also about 3 months ago, I did completely redesigned my hobby room. I love the way it came out. It looks awesome. Way more space for all my RCs. It was getting really, really cluttered in there. So I decided to build these 2x4 RC racks to keep them all up against the wall and organized. It created a lot of space, opened up a lot of space, and I built on the other wall. I built a helicopter rack to hang all my helicopters, and it just opened it all up and put them all on display nicely. So I'm really happy with that. Still got some couple things to do to finish it up, but yeah, that's another thing I've been doing in the hobby. So you know what? Let's go ahead and dive right into Surface Electric.
Surface Electric.
All right, guys, Surface Electric. So when I was redesigning my hobby room and displaying every car, you know, on the wall, I went ahead and went through every single car. I was like, what's wrong with this? What does it need? Does it run? If it does run, let's take it out right now to make sure it runs. So every single car in my collection I actually ran. I've been doing a lot of RC lately. So yeah, every single car, actually most of them, I say two-thirds of them were good to go. There was a couple that needed this, needed that, needed, you know, something repaired, maybe needed a connector repaired, you know, something minor. I think the one thing needed a spur gear. Some of them are pretty much shot, like I can't find parts for, unfortunately, my Thunder Tiger Bushmaster 8E and the original Bushmaster. I love those buggies. They're awesome. But my gosh, it's so hard to find parts. And if you go to Thunder Tiger's website, they have the parts, but they don't have them all. Some are in stock, some are out of stock, some aren't even listed. And the shipping is outrageous because it's coming from, I think, Taiwan or somewhere. But yeah, I'm kind of bummed about that. But most of my RCs are good to go. I did repair my V1 Arma Creighton, the original V1. Still have it, still runs. Well, it didn't run. All the diffs were shot. Needed new bearings, needed the diffs rebuilt. So I went through that whole car at the time. Well, I guess I waited about a month to do that. But I went through the whole car. I actually fixed the original body. I put the drywall tape with shoe goo and fixed all that up nice. And got that back up and running, and it's pretty badass. I missed that car. But yeah, so that was one of them I repaired. I think my Arma Big Rock, I think I stripped the spur gear on that recently. My Losi 8T E 3.0 buggy, truggy. I got that out and ran that. I ran it during my when I was going through all my cars. I pulled that out and ran it, And I was like, oh my gosh, this thing's so awesome. I was like, I love this. So I kept running it and running it and running it. I got addicted to it. So I ran that a lot. I ran them all. I ran my old Tamiya Hornet, my RC-10s, my original RC-10s. I pulled them out and ran them. I ran everything, man. It was fun going through them all and then putting them up on my newly designed hobby room wall. So cleaned them up a little bit too. Besides that, what else did I do with Surface Electric? Like I said, I made a purchase. I got kind of back into hobby after redesigning my hobby room and running my cars. I mean, I got inspired. And I was like, man, I need something new. So I was like, what can I get? It's going back and forth between, should I get another crawler? Should I get a nitro buggy? Should I get a basher? Should I get a Arma? Should I get a Traxxas? I was thinking about getting a Traxxas Rustler 4x4. I was all over the place. Then I was like, what I really want is that Lucy Promoto MX dirt bike. I was like, but man, it's expensive. I was like, and I don't know. I don't know if I really want it. I mean, the reviews and the videos are awesome, but am I really going to have fun with it? I was back and forth. But in the end, I was like, I want something new. I want something different. I want something unique. So I got it. Got the dirt bike. And I am not disappointed. Have not been disappointed. I've had it for a little over a month, and I have exactly 21 packs through it. 21 packs. I'm getting ready to make a video, a YouTube video on a 20 pack review of the dirt bike. But I can tell you one thing, it's durable and it's taking a beating. I did break some things, not much, but it's super fun, super awesome, just a blast. So I am glad I got it, and I'll talk more about that later after I make my 20 pack review video. But super cool. All right, guys, so that's about it for the Surface Electric side of the hobby. Let's head on over to the air side of the hobby.
Time to hit the skies.
All right, guys, so the air side of the hobby, zero airplanes. Zero airplanes in the air, but my helicopters have been in the air. I've gotten quite a few flights on the Tron 5.5. That's kind of my go-to helicopter right now. It's just the perfect size. It's an awesome flying helicopter. Between that and the Synergy 516, they're the two I've been flying the most lately. I probably got maybe 10 packs through them in the last 2 or 3 months. I know that's not a lot, but I've been doing it here and there. The Goblin, SAB Goblin Raw, I actually haven't had that out in a few months. Been wanting to get it out. It's just such an animal. The thing's such an animal, and I get a little scared flying it back here where I live. I mean, I got a lot of space, but it's still a little sketchy. So the 500 and 550 class helicopters is where it's at back here where I live. But the Goblin Raw is amazing. One of my favorites. I need more space. I just need to do it. Just fly it and say screw it. But yeah, as far as helicopters go, I think that is... No, wait a minute. I'm wrong. That's not it. When I was redesigning my hobby room, I went through some of my older helicopters that have been just been laying around. Some of them like the original ones I started out with. Like the T-Rex 450. The old junky... WL Toys V912 or something. I don't remember what model that was, but I still had them, and I was like, I wonder if these things still work. So I found the transmitter, I found the batteries, charged it all up, and sure enough, they still work. They still fly. I hovered them right down here in the basement in my hobby room. Hovered the T-Rex 450. What other one did I hover? There was one other one that I hovered, smaller junky helicopter, but sure enough, they still work. I was like, what can I do with these? I should sell them or get rid of them. I was like, no, I don't want to sell them. I'll just hang on to them and hang them back up. So, yeah, as far as helis, that's probably about it, guys. So let's head on over to Nitro.
Nitro power.
Nitro, guys. So within the last month or so, I got addicted to Nitro. Around the same time I was running my my Lucy Pro Moto MX, I was like really getting inspired, and I was like, man, I haven't had my Nitro buggies out in a while, or my trucks or anything. So first I pulled out the Traxxas T-Max. Haven't ran that in forever. So I pulled it out, got everything out and ready to run. Then I went to try to start it, and I'm like, and didn't work at all. The little starter thing didn't work. And I was like, oh, shoot. That's right. I forgot. That's why I haven't ran it in so long, because the little mechanism, the starting mechanism, was all broken in there. The little tabs inside where you connect the starter to it was broken. So I went in and ordered a new one of those. It was like $8 or $9 or something. So while I was waiting for that to come in, I got my Kyosho MP9, got that out with it's got a Novorossi P5 XL in there. So I got that out, charged all the batteries, got my starter box battery charged, the receiver pack charged, had a little bit of Nitro fuel left from the last time I ran them, which was probably a year or two ago. It's been a while. Put the Nitro fuel in, and sure enough, that baby fired right up, man. It fired up. The day I ran it, it was only like between 55 and 60 degrees out. So I had to really like get it warmed up. And once I had it warmed up, tuned it a little bit, I think it was running a little lean, actually it was running a little rich. I leaned it out, and man, I was having a blast. I was like, oh my gosh, I missed this. I missed the sound. I missed the smell, the smoke. It was so fun. So I ran that. I got 4 tanks through it. Then the next day I took it out again. I put another 4 tanks through it. And been having a blast with that Kyosho MP9. So I did get my part in for the Traxxas T-Max. Installed that. Took that out. And it fired right up, but I've been having issues with this thing for the longest time where it won't shift into second gear. I adjusted that screw, the shift adjustment screw, over and over and over. I took the whole gearbox apart, inspected everything, made sure it was like the little springs were okay in there, that when it opens up, it catches that second gear. Everything looked great. Everything looked good. I put it back together. I readjusted the screw back to factory settings. I think it was like 7 turns out was a good starting point with it. Can't get the damn thing to shift into second gear. So I didn't know if my engine was losing torque or what was going on. Maybe it was getting older. I know I only had about 2 gallons through that engine. But tuned it. I've been tuning. It tuned perfect. It just won't shift. So, I actually ordered another engine. They're dirt cheap. I got it for like $80, I think, brand new, just the engine, nothing else came with it. So I just got that in the other day. I'm going to put that in and see what happens. And if it's not the engine, maybe the old engine's not making enough power to get it up enough RPMs to shift. If it's not the engine, when I'll get the new one, you know, broken and tuned, going back to the gearbox, at least I'll have a spare engine, but I'll go back to the gearbox and maybe just replace the gear that, I don't know what it's called, the gear where you adjust the screw where the spring is, so it catches early or catches later, depending on the screw adjustment. Yeah, I also tried a new set of clutch shoes on there. I wanted to make sure that wasn't the issue. So I bought some new clutch shoes in spring and put it on, and it pretty much did the same thing. So it wasn't that either. But the T-Max, but I ran it. I ran it a lot, actually. I ran probably 6 or 7 tanks through it just on the first gear. I just didn't, you know, overdo it. I just was gunning it and would let off. So cool. But T-Max is running okay. So I bought, actually, yeah, I did buy it. A guy at work, an older fellow at work, was cleaning out his garage, and he found his son's old Nitro vehicles from back in the day, and he asked me if I had any use for them. I was like, they really didn't feel like, I thought they were just going to be some junky garbage RCs. And I was like, well, you can bring them in. I'll take a look at them. And he brought them in, and one of them was a HPI Savage 0.21, 21 size, Savage XL with a 21 engine in it. And I was like, oh, sweet. But I was like, the other one was, I think it was an HBI, like, stadium truck, but that one was in really bad shape. But the Savage looked pretty damn good, actually. The engine was seized up. It was dirty as hell. Just, I was like, well, the engine's probably shot. But I was like, I'll offer him $50 for everything. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll take $50. I was like, okay, cool. So they've been sitting, honestly, for about 2 years. I just threw them aside, never got around to them. And now after I got my Nitros out and got a little inspiration, I pulled that Savage out and went through it. Pulled the engine off, took it all apart, got it unseized, and this thing still has tons of compression. Tons of compression. There's nothing wrong with this engine. The pull starter was garbage. I had to order a new pull starter. Hooked up my servo tester. The servos worked fine. Needed a new radio system because I was using an old FM system. I had one laying around, a 2.4 gigahertz. Installed that. Servos work great. Throttle works great. Everything's good to go. Got my new pull starter in. Installed that. Put some fuel in it. Put like 2 or 3 pulls. This thing fires right up. I was like, what? Yes. So got that thing up and running, and man, I've been having an absolute blast with this HPI Savage. I've been having a blast with it. I actually never owned one back in the day. I always had the Traxxas T-Max back then. I had several of those models back in the day, early 2000s, mid 2000s. But this thing's, you know, at least 20 years old, and I got it up and running, and it's running great. So I've been having an absolute blast with this thing. I did order some new, more Nitro fuel. I ordered 4 gallons of the Morgan Fuels Sidewinder. Actually bought the Basher fuel this time. Last time I bought the Sidewinder Racing fuel, but I bought the Basher fuel with more oil in it. What else I've been doing with Nitro? I'm going to get my Hobau Hyper SS back out. That has the Reds R5R Nitro engine in it. And I haven't pulled that one back out yet, but that one should fire up too. There's nothing wrong with that buggy. So that's next on the list. But man, guys, I've been having an absolute blast with Nitro lately. Like I said, I got 4 gallons in. And I already went through a gallon of it within the last like week or two. I've been running like crazy. But my wife's getting irritated. Well, not really irritated. I'm just like, sorry about all the noise. And so my daughters are probably like, can you turn that off now? It's so loud. I'm like, I love it. I love it. But that's the only downfall with Nitro is the noise. So yeah, guys. Nitro is the glory. Anyway, guys, that's probably about it. I'm sure I'm missing some things because I've been doing so much in the last 3 months with RC. I did make some videos on the channel. I usually talk about that at the beginning of the podcast. I made some videos on the Losi Promoto MX. I got an unboxing and I got a running video and I think a short video up. I'm not sure if I did any other videos lately. Can't remember, but check the channel out. try to make some more videos. I've been slacking like always, just haven't had the inspiration to make videos. I don't know why. Just want to run the RCs. But anyway, guys, that's about it. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, the RC Element.